He'd had another idea in the middle of the night about his photos. Howard had pointed out a place where one more image would tie the whole series together. A nice guy, Howard, and perceptive. Their conversation had been on David's mind all night, generating a quiet excitement. He'd hardly slept, and now he wanted to get home and shoot another roll of Nora on the sand. But they found the cottage still and cool and empty, washed with light and with the sound of waves. Nora had left a bowl of oranges centered on the table. Her coffee cup was neatly washed and draining in the sink. "Nora," he called, and then again, "Nora." But she didn't answer. "I think I'll take a run," Paul said, a shadow in the bright doorway, and David nodded.
"Keep an eye out for your mother," he said.
Alone in the cottage, David moved the bowl of oranges to the counter and spread his photos on the table. They fluttered in the breeze. He had to anchor them with shot glasses. Nora complained that he was becoming obsessed with photography. Why else would he bring his portfolio on vacation? And maybe that was true. But Nora was wrong about the rest. He didn't use the camera to escape the world. Sometimes, watching images emerge in the bath of developer, he glimpsed her arm, the curve of her hip, and was stilled by a deep sense of his love for her. He was still arranging and rearranging the photos when Paul returned, the door slamming hard behind him.
"That was fast," David said, looking up.
"Tired," Paul said. "I'm tired."
He walked straight through the dining room and disappeared into his room.
"Paul?"
David said. He went to the door and turned the handle. Locked.
"I'm just tired," Paul said. "Everything's fine."
David waited a few more minutes. Paul was so moody lately. Nothing David did seemed to be the right thing, and the worst were talks with Paul about his future. It could be so bright. Paul was gifted in music and sports with every possibility open to him. David often thought that his own life, the difficult choices he had made, would be justified if Paul would only realize his potential. And he lived with a constant nagging fear that he'd failed his son somehow, that Paul would throw his gifts away. He knocked again, lightly, but Paul didn't answer. Finally, David sighed and went back into the kitchen. He admired the bowl of oranges on the counter, the curves of fruit and dark wood. Then, following an impulse he could not explain, he went outside and started walking down the beach. He'd gone at least a mile before he glimpsed the bright flutter of Nora's shirt from a distance. When he got closer, he realized that they were her clothes, left lying on the beach in front of what must be Howard's cottage. David stopped in the bright glare of the sun, puzzled. Had they gone for a swim then? He scanned the water, but didn't see them. And then he kept walking, until Nora's familiar laughter, low and musical, drifted out of the cottage windows and stopped him. He heard Howard's laugh, too, an echo of Nora's. He knew then, and he was gripped by a pain as gritty and searing as the hot sand beneath his feet.